Good morning. It's 30th of July. Today I'm going to start reading an exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant. It actually begins with a quotation from Romans 8, which is tomorrow's chapter, and refers back to Absalom's rebellion, which we discussed yesterday. We will take 2 days over reading this. I read. In Romans 8, verse 28, we read, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." There is a converse to that verse, namely, all things do not work together for good to those who do not love God. If we exclude God from our daily lives by neglecting the word, allowing the media to take over, getting our priorities wrong, all things will go another way. All things, not simply some of them. If we have wrong friends, habitual bad behaviour, obsessions about business, double standards about our marriage, then all things will be wrong. There are 4 people in the readings we're going to look at over these 2 days where you will see that this is true. Disastrously so for 3 of them. They are Ahithophel, Abiathar, and David in 2 Samuel 17, and Zedekiah in Jeremiah 21. It is the time of Absalom's rebellion, and he is riding on the crest of the wave. He is ready to strike the death blow upon David's reign. David is on the run, camped by the fords in the plains of Jericho, but because he is a godly man, all things are working together for good. God is on his side. Absalom has called together his advisers to discuss how to strike against David. And Ahithophel has been called in to give his counsel to the rebel king. "Strike now, right away," was his advice. His advice was probably good, but it came from a treacherous heart. He had thrown in his lot with the false Absalom and had forsaken David, to whom he had been both counsellor and friend. "For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company." Here was the forerunner of Judas, and he comes to an identical end. Another psalm speaks of him in much the same way. So look now at Psalm 69, verses 25 to 28. Ahithophel had reason to look upon David with some disfavour, for he was Bathsheba's grandfather. But he looked on God's grace extended to the sinner David as being wrong, and thereby flew in the face of God, and all things worked together against him. Not that God destined him for destruction, regardless of his character, but because of his character. He had walked with the righteous David, seen the word of the Lord at work in him, and had chosen the path of the adversary of the Lord's anointed. He fought against the Spirit of God and was sure to lose. The lessons are there for all of us. We can choose between seeking to please God or to please ourselves, to have all things working together for good or working to our own destruction. There is no middle course. It all worked out in a seemingly natural way. Hushai's counsel prevailed, the counsel that is recorded for us in chapter 17, verses 7 and 14. Hushai's counsel flattered Absalom, and at the same time contained the seeds of Absalom's own destruction. "Go to battle in thine own person." Ahithophel's vanity was injured, and moreover, he knew that the rebellion was doomed to failure. He departed to wind up his earthly affairs with care and orderliness, and left his spiritual life in tatters. Tomorrow, God willing, we shall think of Abiathar and Zedekiah. Thank you.